Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1693, air date May 29th, 2026.
Okay, good evening, everyone. This is Dr. Shiva Ayadure. As many of you know, this is the conversation and open house we do every Thursdays. We do one in the morning. In fact, I was in the morning session for Europe and Asia, and then we do one in the evening. The discussion of today's topic, if Suresh brings up the PowerPoint, is personal responsibility, seize your future. So this is going to be a discussion which intersects the personal with the collective and the political and everything we talk about. So let's start. So these town halls is an opportunity for people to come to do a couple of things. One is to really understand what our movement's about, connect with other people. We do it here in this sort of Zoom, but then we also broadcast it to everyone else on social media. So one of the things that happens is when you're trying to convey concepts to people, you want to try to make concepts very, very understandable to people. And it's a thing that you constantly contend with, and you're peeling away onion layers to get down to the truth and how to convey that truth. So for many of you, people know that our movement, my efforts have been involved in what we call Truth Freedom Health, that has manifested itself in courses and curriculum. We encourage people to join this program. We also, many of you know, outwardly, we fought against many of the mandates that took place in 2020. We exposed the censorship industrial complex. That was our work that did that. Many, many other things. And many of our town halls, many of the discussions that I participate in is actually to figure out ways to get people ultimately motivated to want to change the world, right? So that's, and you can go through many, many of these videos. We've done thousands of videos exposing those people who have no intention of wanting to change the world, meaning change the world for the benefit of 8 billion people, but for a minority of people. But one of the things that's emerged in my own evolution of wanting to educate people on this is a recognition there's probably one fundamental concept, and this is something I came across probably, I've thought about it, it's always been there, but much more clear why it's important to articulate this. A couple of nights ago, it was interesting, it was actually on the night of my dad's birthday, who passed away. My dad passed away 2 years ago, May 25th, but the two words that resonated were personal responsibility. Personal responsibility. We can talk about left versus right, good versus evil, you know, all these ways that you're trying to characterize how to teach people a way to essentially manifest good in the world. But what I've ultimately realized is that it's personal responsibility that distinguishes those people who actually want to do something to themselves that's valuable and to the collective, and those people actually are part of the problem. It's personal responsibility. It's a very simple concept, but it's so in your face. If you take any of you and you just sort of reflect in your personal life or even in your professional life, in a work environment or in a relationship, what you'll ultimately find is the struggles that you face are if you are someone who takes great responsibility for yourself, getting stuff done, achieving goals, making sure things are in order. The biggest struggle is if you're with somebody or in a group of people where even there's one person who shows no personal responsibility. What ends up happening is you have to carry that person's weight. And it can become very, very destructive to you as well as to an organization. Right? So So the real slavery of humankind comes where you have a set of people who work their asses off being responsible for themselves and others, and another set of people who don't give a fuck about any of that. They expect to be served. All right? It's very, very simple. And you can just reflect on your own personal lives. If you are fortunate to be in a group of people where everyone has a sense of personal responsibility individually and collectively, you can do a lot with a very small set of people. And you can call that an enlightened group of people, but it's really not even enlightenment. It's just people are very grounded who have recognized that the purpose of life at a fundamental level, no matter all the adversity one faces, is that you as an individual can actually make progress, right? And for me, in many ways, I consider myself a slave who got off the plantation. And when I am able to articulate this, so part of me is articulating this and also hopefully sharing some important deep insights. But through that sharing, I'm actually becoming more clear on this. So when you look at something like the invention of email, which is the thing that we've talked about, why is that so perturbing to the establishment? I've talked about it in sort of many, many ways, but when you use the lens of personal responsibility, what you find is, here was I coming from the Indian caste system, an immigrant to the United States, something in me realized that no one was going to come to save me. There was no one coming to save me. I had to take great responsibility for my own advancement. And that's what my life has been about, ultimately. Now, the invention of email is quite extraordinary because it's the ultimate of personal responsibility. And what does that look like? Personal responsibility means you set a goal for yourself, a goal. You start using your mind to take decisions which result in actions. Those actions result in moving the forces of nature around you. In our teachings, we call this transport, conversion, and storage. I didn't know about this back then. And then you get results. And you may not get the results you want. You have to face disturbances. And then you understand where you're going, what you need to do, and then you take different actions. But it's this commitment to achieving that goal, and you persist over and over and over and over again. You don't give up. And that is taking great personal responsibility because you recognize that no one is going to come save you. The vision of growing up in Newark, New Jersey in 1978, and you see these women who are using the typewriter are not allowed to, frankly, be technical. Here's a 14-year-old kid who sees this vision of creating a technology infrastructure that could take women from the typewriter to the keyboard, has a vision of that, what needs to happen, persists and creates, that's the invention of email. This was done before MIT. It was not done by funding from subsidies like Elon Musk gets. It was not centralized. It was decentralized innovation. And when you really look at this, why is there so much anger towards this by certain people? It's because this was done through pure personal responsibility without the on the plantation of MIT or the military industrial complex. So if you look at your own lives, I know some of you are talking in work environments. One of you sometimes is carrying the weight of everyone else. Some of you who manage people. And you find ultimately, it's like, if you're a very responsible person, the unfortunate thing is because you learned how to do that, you may actually take the weight of other people. You know? And I grew up in an environment, in a family situation where I ended up doing that. And it wasn't a good thing because ultimately, you teach others to be fucking lazy and take on very bad habits. So as a society, this is what's going on. The real dialectic, if there is one, is a set of people who take great responsibility. They're accountable. You can count on them. They have a vision. They say what they're going to do. And they go execute that. And then you have another group of people who are highly incentivized not to do that. Now, when we talk about the swarm, I think you guys played the swarm video. The swarm can only exist if it has people who don't have personal responsibility, because people without personal responsibility will outsource their future to the swarm. And that's where the swarm gets its power. We'll take care of you. I'm going to solve this problem for you. You see? And this is where all of it begins. If there is a devil, it is a seduction of giving up your personal responsibility, which means setting a goal, doing work, persisting, you know, building up your own moral fiber. And what I see that has happened, you know, running for Senate, you know, one of our slogans is seize your future. And we were coming up with all the issues we want to put in this brochure with one of our other volunteers, Henry Tiffany. And after I got off the phone with Henry, I realized, you know what, this whole thing is really about one word, two words, personal responsibility. And our movement, whether people know it explicitly, but implicitly, it is ultimately attracting people who want to take personal responsibility for themselves and collectively, right? So when you take personal responsibility, you don't see the world as something that's imposed on you. You see the world as something that if you take responsibility, you can change the world. You see? And this is quite profound because the United States as a country, some of this fundamental foundations were created to attract people who would take personal responsibility. The infrastructure was created by and large, relatively, okay? It wasn't perfect. So this is why lots of immigrants came here. They took great responsibility. And in the United States, you could go as high as you want, or you could end up in the gutter. So the founders of the United States in some ways architected some of the institutions to support this notion of personal responsibility. So the role of government was not to seduce you into outsourcing your personal responsibility to government, but more to be sort of an ether where it provided infrastructure where personal responsibility was the motivation for success or not no success. I've talked about the United States Postal Service. The U.S. Postal Service was one of those infrastructures. It was created so the First Amendment could thrive. It was censorship-free, so people could communicate without government intervention. If you look at what's gone on over the last 200 years, particularly since 1970, is that the effort has been to put people back on the plantation, to ensure that people give up their personal responsibility. It's even more interesting. So if you think about the master and the slave on the plantation, the master needs, the real slavery is the slave not wanting to get off the plantation, okay? But even what's more interesting is the slaves that do get off the plantation, the field slaves, the master today has this long arm of the law, which makes sure that even the free slave becomes responsible for the non-free slaves, if you know what I'm saying, right? So if you work hard and you succeed, you become responsible for all the people who don't want to fucking work. That's what's going on. And this occurs in so many ways. It occurs directly in personal relationships. It occurs in government policies, right? We've seen in our own movement, we had to kick them out. You know, they talk a big thing against, oh, black people are lazy, they're stealing this, blah, blah, blah. And this guy himself was fully able to work and was on disability. He'd smoke weed until, you know, 5 a.m, then go to bed and get up. I mean, he was a volunteer. We had to kick him out eventually, okay? We've had people who are fully able-bodied. They use certain health rules to live off their parents and be parasites. We've had to get rid of those people. But the issue is it's very, very seductive if you are someone who's dedicated to personal responsibility, to think you're being kind by enabling someone who's personally irresponsible. And that's the infrastructure that we're fighting against, because you have an environment right now. And by the way, if you take that whole notion of personal responsibility, it becomes an amazing North Star to look at any policy, how to conduct your life, how to interact with other people, in fact, who you want actually to be in your lives. It is far more rewarding to have a set of people who are personally responsible, right, who are on the same wavelength, than to having people who are not personally responsible. Now, our movement wants to attract people. To keep it simple, we can talk about Shatter the Swarm, we can talk about Truth for Health, but ultimately, we are looking to find those people who want to be personally responsible individually. And if they want to do that, our movement has recognized to exercise that personal responsibility, there are fundamental laws in nature that enable you to exercise that responsibility, survive and thrive. You see, long before humans existed, there's natural processes that take place. And over many, many billions of years, some of these natural processes have survived and others have not. And those processes have survived because they follow the principles of how all systems work. So if you want to survive and be dynamic and strong and actually be vibrant, you can resonate with those fundamental principles. And so years ago, I was able to uncover those principles. And I'm going to share my screen here. And those principles, when I uncovered them, I wrote it in a paper. And this is sort of the foundations of what we teach in, you know, TFH, Truth, Freedom, Health. But those principles can best be articulated. I'm not going to teach the whole course here, but this way, in probably this diagram right here, okay? If you see this diagram, this is what every intelligent system in the universe operates on. Every system that succeeds, that is in resonance with natural law. And basically, if you look at this inner box, every system in the universe has an input and an output, and these three forces of transport, conversion, and storage, movement, conversion, and storage. An intelligent system is able to set a goal for itself, takes personal responsibility, is able to, the controller represents decision-making, makes decisions to send proper inputs to itself or the system around it to achieve an output. And then you have the common sense to look at, are you actually achieving your goals as a sensor? And based on this, you may make new decisions. And all of this can occur during disturbances. You may have horrible environment, you know, live in a horrible neighborhood, whatever it is, grow up in an Indian caste system. But if you are able to persist, set this goal, you may not be on course all the time, but you make adjustments and you achieve your goal, like the invention of email. Okay? In Newark, New Jersey, as a 14-year-old kid. And anyone, if they take personal responsibility and follow these laws of the universe, you resonate with it and you can do pretty much anything you want in life. You really can. Now, the establishment, the swarm, wants to brainwash people that your success individually and collectively is a function of these other people, government. So government and the swarm must, and get this clear, must create enough volume of personally irresponsible people. Because personal irresponsible people will say, oh, you're going to do stuff for me, right? You're going to take care of shit. Booby Kennedy is going to take care of my medical freedom. Thomas Massey, who, by the way, you know, I was at MIT. He was at MIT. I never saw him at any fucking anti-Zionist protest. Suddenly, in the last 2 years, he becomes an anti-Zionist. Really? You see, the swarm watches which direction people are moving, and everything it does with the not so obvious establishment people, as we talk about, is to make sure people always look to them for change. It needs personally irresponsible people. Does this make sense? Because if you had enough personally responsible people, like the founders of the United States, like the entrepreneurs who were attracted here, like the immigrants who built America, you can't really manipulate people. And that's why in the late 20s, early 20s, mid 40s, there's this vibrant bottoms-up movement in the United States. Because people knew you reap what you sow. No one's going to fucking change the world for me. I have to build a bottoms-up movement. You see? But they knew you have to set a goal, you have to have a vision, you have to work. There's people coming back from World War II. These were very, very hardworking people. And over the years, globally, it's not only the United States, the swarm has to make people more and more reliant on them. In India, for example, politicians give away laptops, free food, encourage people not to work. Okay? So the goal is to make you personally irresponsible, to make you think within you is not your own God, a divinity within you that can frankly create anything. And that diagram I showed you shows that you are a co-creator. Now, I've studied the Bible enough, but I can tell you one of the fundamental things with Christianity, and I can talk about any religion, is so fucked up is Jesus died for your sins. It's bullshit. That's fucking bullshit. Let me tell you why it's bullshit. It's the ultimate of taking away responsibility. Someone died for your sins. Therefore, you can take some stuff, communion, and you're absolved. It's bullshit. It's the ultimate of telling people you can do whatever the fuck you want and you're irresponsible. All of these religions have this. Oh, it's your karma that you're in this situation. In the next life, that will be resolved. So the swarm in every fucking religion has created ways to take away personal responsibility, waiting for the fucking Messiah to come. And if you look at the history of human advancement, that's not the way it's been, ladies and gentlemen. It's been when people took personal responsibility. You can call those people heroes. And our movement is here to reignite this very simple fucking concept. Personal responsibility. Now, I'm running for United States Senate, as many of you guys know. But our movement is not about me running for US Senate. It is about some very important insights. You can have a phenomenal candidate. In the current system, they cannot get elected unless I suck up to Zionist cock. I have to give away my personal responsibility. I'm not willing to do that. What we've said is all of you collectively, individual goals, collective goals, say, hey, we actually need people who express the right value system. And that is becomes my responsibility to win a US Senate seat in Massachusetts, because I recognize the United States Congress has global reach. What occurs in policies that take place by the United States Congress affects every working class person in the world. And this is why Israel funds 95% of the politicians in Congress. A little country 10,000 miles away controls the United States Congress. That clearly means the United States Congress is not serving a local referenda, right? It's serving a global referenda. So anyone in the world, if you want to see your lives improve, must participate in supporting a movement like ours, which is trying to get me elected. Anyone, right? Because fucking Israel is doing it. And if you're a working person who gets these concepts, you must get off your butt in 2026, which is a natural conclusion, and get involved in our election, because it's an opportunity for you to seize your future wherever you are on the planet. Now, if you think about it in that model, what is our role as a community? Is it to drag you and force you to do that? No. But if we can lay down infrastructure, to allow you to exercise your personal responsibility, then we as a community are doing the right things. And we've done that, right? We host these orientations. Our IT team, we run our own data center, has created infrastructure that all 39 of you here, every single one of you, can take 1 hour, and you don't even need to waste money on your phones. We've made it easy. You download an app, you get about 10 minutes of training, and everyone here can participate in exercising your collective responsibility, but individually, where you're intersecting these concepts. Wow, what occurs in the United States Congress affects the world globally. I'm going to play a role in affecting that. It's quite extraordinary what we can do, right? So we've created that. So one of the things I want to make sure we did this in the morning, anyone here who's made it this far, supports us, should be onboarded. Noel, whoever's running the meeting today, to using our systems to commit to 1 hour a day. That's an action, that's an input, to affect an output, which is our winning a U.S. Senate election, okay? And by doing that, you are playing an individual and a collective role. So that's an example of an action. So what our movement has done is, for those people who want to be personally responsible, the diagram I shared with you, there's a lot of principles in there. We want to educate people how you can exercise your personal responsibility in your daily life, in your professional life, in your collective life. That's what Truth Freedom Health is about, to achieve Truth Freedom Health. It's about personal responsibility. This is why we're so relentless and so critical of exposing scumbags like Massey and Booby Kennedy and Bernie Sanders and AOC, because these people do not want you to be personally responsible. Excuse me. And one observation of these charlatans is that if they truly cared about personal responsibility, they would be exposing the truth when it mattered, not when it's opportunistic for them to make money off of it or to use it as electioneering opportunities. If you are a personally responsible person, you see something wrong, you expose the truth at the right time because you want to get other people involved in changing things, right? You don't wait when it's opportune. You don't wait 3 years later or 20 years later, like Tucker Carlson does, to talk about 9/11, right? Or throw bones about talking about aliens. Everything that they do is nothing to do with empowering people. It's about them getting attention, views, and clicks. So you rely on them. Is this making sense? So if you look at everything out there from the lens of personal responsibility, life becomes very clear to see who's a scumbag, who actually wants you to grow, who's going to keep you, who's going to tell you the truth, irrespective of what it does to them, you see? So I hope this is giving you a filter, a very simple litmus test. So if you get to that point, personal responsibility, well, how do I exercise that? Well, number one, the curriculum we've created gives people the ability to understand how these forces of nature work, these nine principles. So you can do that. Now, the other piece that we have done is everything we're creating now in this phase of our movement is to create platform solutions. I think Noel went over some of these, right? These solutions are not for us to force you to do something, but rather for those people who've elevated themselves to say, I have to be my own doctor. I have to understand what's the right food to put in my mouth. I have to figure out how to use technology to figure out if some doctor says, eat this, or take this, how will it actually affect my body? You see, independently. So to that extent, everything we do is guided by this principle to create solutions which enable you to exercise your personal responsibility, right? So if you, go to our movement, you see clearly it says stop complaining, start leading. It gives you the tools, the infrastructure, so you can combine theory, community, and action to get results. Now it's up to you. When you log into this environment, we've given you a complete platform, but it is not for everyone. And this infrastructure is built by us for the people. But that's one example, you know, of this approach that we're taking. The other thing is, if you go into systems health, okay, it is really an infrastructure for those people who want to, in many ways, become their own doctors, which means they want to understand the physics about how your body works, how the interconnections work. It's a completely new curriculum. It has a community, it has tools, et cetera. And same with clean food. Frank and Vicky Marshall are an example of people who take personal responsibility. Both of them have worked their butts off for 20 years, creating a family, creating their own restaurant, and now they want to affect their community. So they became the first clean food restaurant. They didn't have to do that, right? They said, hey, we want to provide food that is clean, conscious, you know, it's safe, it's living, it's non-GMO. It has all the characteristic that not, but by the way, social media influencers cannot define what is clean food. It is a scientific standard we've created. It's independent of your opinion. So people like Frank and Vicky Marshall are now affecting their community. They've taken responsibility for their own health, their community, and people are coming from 70, 75 miles now to get their clean pizza, for example, at their restaurant. So they didn't have to do this. We have created the tools if for people who want to do the right thing. Cytosol allows, and shortly we're going to create a consumer version of this, where anyone here can become their own personal scientist. Anyone can here can become their own computational scientist. You can use these tools to do directly to figure out, I have these two products, which one actually works? My grandmother's taking 12 different drugs. What are they going to do to her? You see, so we're putting these very powerful enabling technologies for science, health, education, for everyone. Who wants to take personal responsibility? And part of our Senate campaign, when you look at it, there are two things, the way that the government or those in power control people right now, communications and energy. Communications and energy. Now, if you could just think about, you know, we all are reliant on these phones, but these phones demand the use for me to communicate with Anna. I have to go through what? A telecom provider, which is, right, T-Mobile or AT&T, et cetera. If I want to survive in my house, I need energy, right? Electricity, et cetera. Those two fundamental areas of existence can also be collectively owned by we the people. But right now we're dependent on four companies and Elon Musk for Starlink, right? Highly centralized. In our discussion, when you expand this concept of personal responsibility, as a creator of email, one thing I recognize, and I want to bring this back, is why do I talk about the Postal Service? It was one of those fortunate institutions that was created that's not fully government, and it's quasi-government. It's sort of this ether that was created by the founders so we could all communicate truly censorship-free. You open up a letter, a physical letter, 22 years in prison if a Postal Service worker does that. Over the last 30 years, there's been enormous effort by the swarm to make the Postal Service look like they're stupid, right? Going postal, like everyone's crazy, right? Trump wants to privatize it. It is one of the last institutions that has this feature of giving this sort of infrastructure for all of us to exercise many of these personal responsibilities. So it is, in my view, in our campaign, we've talked about this, but the infrastructure exists today that all of us could communicate in a collective way without the need for T-Mobile and AT&T. It's called mesh networks. And if you were to do that, you start creating a censorship-free infrastructure. You're not dependent on them. Another is energy. Energy prices are going up globally, as you know, right? With the war with Iraq, countries are dependent, but there are many sources of energy that can be highly decentralized. I live in a community here. in theory, there's an energy form called geothermal. And if you combine certain aspects of localized solar with geothermal with some extraordinary, very cheap, not Elon Musk lithium battery technology, we could have local energy grids, independent of state-owned monopolies, et cetera. But again, to get there, we need enough people who want to take personal responsibility and are willing to fight to ensure others don't impinge on our ability to execute personal responsibility. And that's really the struggle. The real struggle in closing in your professional life, in your personal life, in our political lives, is those people who work very hard to take personal responsibility and those people who want to outsource it back to the master, back to the plantation. And at a very fundamental level, the core curriculum of Truth, Freedom, Health, System Science, teaches you how you can actually exercise your personal responsibility. You know, I could teach some meditation exercise if you wanted to make this more real, how people could get up in the morning each day, set a goal on a personal level. You know, how you do the right things each day, how you struggle. But that's actually real life. So when we invite people to join our movement, you have people talking all sorts of nonsense and rubbish, right? They don't want to talk about the core stuff. Go, when you ask them to go do something, they'll talk at our open houses, but they're also the first ones to be highly silent when you ask them to do something. Because at a fundamental level, many of those people have never taken personal responsibility, executed on something, so that it's hard for them to understand a collective goal. But our movement is very unique because we're creating that environment, and the quality of people we attract are those people. Again, you don't need a lot of those people. This is why we have so much impact. And this is why with the new platforms that we're rolling out and going to make even more scalable, it's going to be a force multiplier. So it's a very, very exciting time for where we're at. But the U.S. Senate campaign, our slogan is personal responsibility. Seize your future. It's a very simple discussion, right? You can have with people now. Okay. In your community, look at around with these lawyers and politicians. How can you ever think a lawyer or politician has any personal responsibility? They don't want to build a movement. They're begging to someone else for donations. That's personally highly irresponsible. They can't build a bottoms-up movement. They have no intention of doing that. They'll bring issues as they need, but none of them are to empower you. So this becomes a core of our Shiva for Senate campaign. And there are enough people out there who are getting this. But right now, you know, we need people over the next 5 to 6 months spending 1 hour on the phone. You're not going to have the phone bills. We're taking on the phone bills. Working collectively to win a U.S. Senate race. That's the goal. We're going to come into a lot of disturbances, but if everyone can do this input collectively every day, 1 hour a day, call people in Massachusetts, and anyone, no matter where you are, can participate in this, whether you're in Maine or Canada or Illinois or the United Kingdom. The order of the day is that. And as a movement, we want to really find those people who are personally responsible. And I would say in your personal lives, I know some of you work with, you're in an environment where you don't work, some of you carry the weight of others. And it's time that you also exercise your personal responsibility, but not letting others get away with that. You really can't do that. It's irresponsible if you want to be personally responsible when you let someone else get away with stuff. You know, at our building, you know, we have a building in Cambridge, and I'll end on this actual story. Last Saturday, I was driving, you know, so by the way, we have a building. Emily's not here. A lot of our volunteers help us maintain our building. And we have some tenants there. So over the last 6 months, people come into our building lot, turn around, and have been hitting cars. Okay. causing damage. So anyway, we put up a, not a full fence, but two fences to the left and the right of our driveway saying, do not enter, authorized personnel only. Okay? Now, those of you who've done construction or have to manage your home, if you have your own home, everyone knows how difficult it is even to get a plumber to show up, right? To fix anything in your home. Well, to do these fences, it was a four-week project, finding the right vendors. We had to be there. I mean, it was a huge task, even though it was a simple job, relatively. And we put signs up there, if you come in here, you will be towed. Anyway, on Saturday, I'm driving by, and I see this car parked there, and we've also installed some cameras. And I said, who the hell are these people? It really annoyed me because it says, do not enter. I mean, the sign is like 4 feet high. Do not enter. Authorized personnel only. You can't miss it. And I'm looking at the cameras, and it's probably some woke Cambridge couple who's driven their car, pulls out their stroller, has their kids, and is using our lot as their vacation parking spot. Now, you could say, well, poor people, they're doing that. My friend Lorraine, who's very, very kind to people, who used to do a lot of stuff, head of HR for the Port Authority of New York, and she had to deal with all sorts of numbskulls. So she's like, oh, Dr. Shiva, you shouldn't tow them. They're a family. And I said, you know, Lorraine, we've both been doing that, but the fucking sign says do not enter, right? So anyway, we had the tow guys tow them. And after that, Lorraine said, you know, you did the right thing. And she has a friend, Jim, who grew up in a very normal, stable family, whose father is a fire chief and a working class guy. And Jim said, of course you should do it. But there is something that the swarm does to us who are personally responsible, who do all the work. We sometimes give false compassion to these people. But by doing that, what are you actually promoting? Two adults who have children, telling them it's okay to violate other people's boundaries. You see what I'm saying? So you have to fucking hit these people on a, it's a very personal thing. It's something that for those of us who take a lot of personal responsibility, we're trained to also carry other people's weights on our shoulder. And that is what the swarm relies on. So you have the master, you have the swarm, the plantation. There are certain of us who get off the plantation, but they do still have this long arm of our mental slavery where we think we have to save all of them. You see what I'm saying? Like we have to do all the work. And the lesson here is, no, you do that for other people who are personally responsible. So if you have a community of people, everyone's on the same map, great, right? Give and take, et cetera. But for people who are personally fucking irresponsible, you don't owe shit to them. And so it really, a society, in my view, the advancement of a society is a direct reflection on the quality and the level of personal responsibility of its citizens. You drive down Concord Avenue, there's fucking potholes everywhere. Okay? This is Massachusetts. Got a D minus in infrastructure. Meanwhile, it's got all these technology institutions, right? And you can look at this everywhere. The infrastructure in the United States, road infrastructure is horrible. Meanwhile, we send trillions of dollars to go shoot and kill other people, right? That's an example, but people are letting people get away with that. So I would just really state that we've hit upon something very simple here. Our movement says personal responsibility. If you want to be part of this movement and you want to learn how to do that, we're here. We're building an amazing community. But for God's sake, we don't want personally irresponsible people. One person will fuck everything up. And that's where we're at in development right now. You have the corruption and all those things that are allowed to go on, not because of the corrupt people, but because of the personally responsible people who think it's their responsibility to support that. And I would urge all of you to really think about what I'm saying and exercise this. This is why as a movement, we invite people, we will share our knowledge, but we do have very high standards. We have, I think, six of our warrior scholars from all over the country here in Cambridge in Massachusetts right now. and they're finishing up collecting signatures right now. Great people. They're showing great responsibility. They work. They've taken time off from their work, are coming here to help us no matter where they are. Highly conscious individuals. And you can do a lot of great things with highly conscious individuals. But for God's sakes, you don't need to waste your time with people who are personally irresponsible. That's really the message. And that's how we seize our futures, by building this community of people who get these very, very fundamental concepts. Any questions?
Thank you, Dr. Shiva. So at this moment, again, we are wanting to take questions. Dr. Shiva has time for some questions. Again, keep it to the topic, please. If you can, please submit your questions to the host or co-host. It's already 10 p.m. in the coast.
If we don't have too many questions, though, if you, anyone here who's not been onboarded, you may just want to take a quick hand, go to the breakout room. But right now, the urgent thing is, we need to win this U.S. election. Very clear goal. We need enough people making phone calls right now. And when you make the phone call, we're asking people to pledge to vote for us. We have a very high conversion rate once we get someone on the phone, close to 70%. So think about what we can do. We need enough people on the phones. And it's really, really a good learning experience. And it's something that there's no excuse you cannot not do. We've made it easy.
Yeah, so like Dr. Shiva said, there is an ongoing breakout room that we can move you to. If you're not onboarded yet, it's easy. Raise your hand. We'll go ahead and move you to that onboarding room. And again, they'll give you simple instructions, free, no cost, but it'll actually make you a really resilient, better person with personal responsibility, like Dr. Shiva says, right? We're taking this responsibility on ourselves. And so please go ahead, raise your hands. If I don't see any hands, I'm going to call out individuals.
So I would say the exercise is, everyone who's not onboarded onto that, it's a really simple system. And it doesn't use your phone minutes. It's an app you download. You don't even have to dial. It'll just connect you to an individual. It's a really very cool technology. So we need everyone doing that. Noel, given there's no questions, I'm going to hop off. Okay.
Thank you, Dr. Shiva.
I really want you guys to, this is sort of, we're in the middle. We're, May's almost over. June, July, August, September, October. We have 5 months. Thanks. Yeah.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
So, thank you, Dr. Shiva.
Again, we have allowed our country to be taken over from within. And the end goal is you will have a homogenized world where we will become slaves, because there is a condition among the elites that really thinks they're better than you, deep down inside them, that you don't deserve the freedoms you have. They don't. This reality is what people need to wake up to, and we need to all unite working people. There's only one movement that can do that. And that is the movement that we started creating here in Massachusetts, the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health. Look, I've been a student of politics since I was a four-year-old kid, studying revolutionary movements, left wing, right wing. There's a physics, there's a nuclear science to destroying the establishment. To build a bridge, you need to understand Newton's equation. You need to understand the laws of gravity. You need to understand Poisson's ratio. There is a way to build a revolution. And that's why I put this together. My goal is to train a army of truth, freedom, and health leaders. We don't need followers like social media. We need leaders, but they need training, because the educational system does not teach them history, nothing. So in 3 hours, that's what I've started doing. That's the solution. Wow. We got to train people first with understanding what a system is, the dynamics of all systems that affect nature. The second is understanding the interconnection between truth, freedom, and health. Freedom is the ability to move freely, communicate freely, talk freely. Without freedom, you cannot convert ideas, hypothesis into truth, which is science. And without freedom, you can't really get to truth. And without truth, you make up fake problems and fake solutions, which means you destroy our health. And without health, which is the infrastructure of us and our body, you can't fight for freedom. Truth, freedom, health. Third concept is, it has to be bottoms up. Working people, people who work uniting. And what the right wing has done is, whenever you say working people unite, that must be communist. Meanwhile, they've let the Democrats run unions, which suppress workers, completely corrupt. But when you look at the arc of American history, it's been when working people came up. We need to go local. Every solution I'm coming up with is a part of this movement. We're giving the science, which is the truth, and then we tell people what they can do on the ground. Like with election fraud, you don't need to wait for some lawyer. Our goal is to train people to go local, to go local, to go local, fight locally. Forget lawyers, forget politicians, forget celebrities. You've got to learn politics, and there is a science to it. They lock us down, we should be ready to shut them down. And the fourth part of this principle is the not so obvious establishment. So when you look at a system, there's always something that disturbs you from getting to your goal. Well, the biggest disturbance is the not so obvious establishment, which are those people who claim they're for you on the left and the right. The Al Sharptons who tell black people I'm for you. The Tucker Carlsons. Do you think any true anti-establishment person will ever be on Fox or CNN? I don't think so. They both mislead working people back into the establishment. Without this solid understanding of political physics and theory, you're screwed. You're going to follow on the left wing Bernie Sanders. Oh, he said something. Or Robert Kennedy. Scumbags. Or you're going to follow some right-wing talk show host. They're not going to lead us to liberation. It's us. We're building a bottoms-up movement, and that political physics, it's a nuclear science of change. Bottoms up. We have to organize to understand that there is people who talk a good game, and then look at what they actually do, left and right. I'm sorry, Sean Hannity may say some good things, but I don't see the urgency in his voice to get something done, and it can only come when you weaponize yourself with the right knowledge. You need to be able to identify a rat. You know, Christ didn't go after the Romans, right? It was the Pharisees and the Sadducees who screwed him up. His own, quote-unquote, people. And that's where we're at. So these four concepts I've built into a curriculum where people can go to truthfreedomhelp.com, and it's an educational program. We need to train people in political theory. You need to have physics. And I've created that curriculum. People need to get educated. We need to get educated fast. And within a half an hour, I can teach people 2 years of MIT control systems. I teach people those concepts. Then I apply it. Anyone can understand it. And then you say, oh, I got to build a bottoms-up movement. They have to get politically astute, and then they have to go locally and act, not sit there on social media. They have to act locally, defy locally, do civil obedience locally, but with knowledge on how to build a movement. Now, the Senate campaign's expanded to the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health, and they can find it on truthfreedomhelp.com. So people can sign in, they can get access to a bunch of videos. If they want to take a course and become a Truth Freedom Health leader, I offer a full scholarship there. But we want people to make a commitment that they'll study, that they'll get certified, that they'll go do activities on the ground. So go to truthfreedomhelp.com. Welcome to VA Shiva. VA Shiva is a product of my journey across East and West, science and tradition, ancient and modern, that brings you the science of systems so you can become a force for truth, freedom, health. VA Shiva is a platform of revolutionary education, community building, and weaponry for unleashing local activism. My journey to VA Shiva begins in the chaos of Bombay, where I experienced diverse religions, languages, castes, and in a small village that had no running water, no electricity, where my grandmother, a poor village farmer, practiced Siddha, an ancient system of Indian medicine over 10,000 years old. She observed one's face, the art of Samudrika Lakshanam, to understand a body's unique constitution, allowing her to deliver the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Watching my grandmother heal others, I was inspired to study medicine. But I was also aware of the corrupt caste system of India, which denigrated a human being, where my family were considered low caste untouchables, where one's birth determined one's destiny. The grit and determination of my mother and father led them to get educated and to come to America, a one in a trillion event. Their actions inspired me to work hard and excel. While in ninth grade, I attended New York University in a computer science program, and subsequently, at the age of 14, was given a full-time job as a research fellow at what is now known as Rutgers Medical School in the heart of Newark, New Jersey. There, I investigated the system of sleep using mathematics, computer science, and biology for sudden infant death syndrome. It was there in Newark where I invented email when I was the first to convert every feature of the physical, paper-based inner office mail system, including inbox, outbox, memo, carbon copy, blind carbon copy, attachments, into its electronic equivalent, a system which I named email, a term that I was the first to coin. On August 30th, 1982, I was awarded the first U.S. copyright for the invention of this system, recognizing me as the inventor of email. At that time, copyright was the only way to protect software inventions. I went on to MIT, where I earned 4 degrees across multiple systems of engineering: electrical, mechanical, design, biological. That training led me to invent many other systems for advancing humankind. Echomail, the world's first intelligent email management system. Cytosolve, a computational biology system for eliminating animal testing to discover new medicines faster, cheaper, and safer. And to the creation of a whole systems methodology for certifying clean food. These innovations led me back on a Fulbright to India, where I discovered the missing link between Eastern medicine and Western systems theory, honoring my grandmother, to develop Your Body, Your System, a powerful tool that will help you understand how your body is a system and how the inputs of food, supplements, and exercise bring your body back to its natural system state. And Systems Health, an integrative educational discipline that is now integrated into the VA Shiva platform that will enable you to learn the science of systems, the science of everything, be it your body as a system or our society and politics as a system, to reveal the foundational interrelationships between truth, freedom, health. Now is the time for you to be the light, learn the science of systems, build community, and weaponize yourself to unleash the activism necessary to deliver truth, freedom, health in your local community. Welcome to VA Shiva.